Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
I'm on my chops TV.
You will be chopped.
Know what that means? Licking my chops.
Today I will show you how to do a karate chop.
Simply saying, no, he doesn't have the chops to do what it takes.
New thing. I'm busting chops.
Welcome to Chops TV, featuring Jennifer Lopez. Now here's Chops.
Welcome to Chops TV, the spiritual successor to Nerd Association. So I hope anybody who's found us, maybe you were a fan of Nerd Association, maybe you found this one because you listened to me on Bishop and Friends weekdays, 9 to noon on 97.1 The Fan. Either way, glad to have you here. We're going to be talking a lot of interesting pop culture type things, similar to Nerd Association, but it's going to be a little different. That's what this podcast is about, to introduce you to what Chops TV is going to be. I'm going to be one of your hosts, Chops, Mark Finch. As I said, maybe you've heard me on The Fan, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Jennifer.
So,
you want to say anything about yourself, Jennifer?
I don't know. Do I want to like tease it out that bad? I just feel like, I don't know. Maybe I'm more of like a marinate. Like, we don't want to jump right in. I mean, if other people have listened to the Nerd Association podcast, they know a little bit about me. What are you going to get? You're going to get a lot of wild accents. That's just who I am. What else are you going to get? Lewd, sometimes inappropriate commentary.
Profane.
Profanity. Watch your profanity. That's me. And I'm not going to change for anybody, so don't ask me to.
All right, well, there you have it. She's not going to change for everybody, or for anybody. You should change for everybody. But no, I guess that wouldn't be you. So here we are. I think the biggest thing we're going to hit on this is definitely going to be movies. That's like the main idea here, is that we watch a lot of movies together. We have a lot of thoughts about them. You've heard us sometimes. Jen has guest starred on previous episodes of Nerd Association. And now we're just going to sit down and we're going to record most of our thoughts on movies. Also TV shows, but other things as well. General interest from both of us. I mean, you have a lot of music interest and books. So maybe that kind of stuff will come up from time to time. I also say we won't like completely shy away against sports, if that's one of the reasons you're here, because you normally hear me talk about sports, but it'll probably be through a different lens. Good example of that is, in if we were doing this just a month or so ago, probably would have been talking about the Super Bowl halftime show after Rihanna went out there and put on a great performance and pregnancy announcement, all that kind of stuff. There's plenty of things we can get into.
Could have sworn I thought you were going to mention 80 for Brady.
80 for Brady would have been a perfect episode.
Dragged against my will.
That's another thing that will hit a lot. I mean, if you hear any of my Chops movie reviews, something that will probably happen is you'll hear that 90-second one. You like what you hear and you want to hear more, probably going to hit that one on the podcast and talk about it in more of a long-form discussion. For you, Jen, is there anything that like you think that we're going to hit a little bit more often that maybe I'm not mentioning?
I don't know. You pretty much nailed it. We do watch a lot of TV also. You miss TV. I watch a lot of TV.
Yes, lots of TV. So right now we're in the middle of The Last of Us Season 1. We really like Poker Face on Peacock. That's been interesting with Natasha Lyonne. We like Abbott Elementary. That's another one we're in the middle of. And then there's, of course, anytime like something like Fully drops. They're kind of getting away from it on Netflix and stuff where they fully drop a season. A lot of places are going more to the weekly. But if they fully drop something, that could be an easy one if we plow right through it with some binge watching that we could hit.
Succession's coming back. We'll definitely watch Succession, which is impossible for me to say.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
You don't have to say the word very often. Succession.
Yeah.
It's like success. You can say success just fine, right?
I never say the word success. It never applies to anything that I am about or do. I never have to refer to the word success in any form around my life.
Well, hopefully Chops TV can be a success. It remains to be seen.
We'll see. Because in a totally original move, two people that are married thought that other people would want to hear our thoughts and opinions on things in a long talk format. So
I think most people find us charming when we're together. A little bit of bickering, maybe.
When we're together. I don't know. I don't know. Not Common Man, apparently.
Common Man doesn't...
Lost that vote of confidence.
No, Common Man likes you. He likes that you tell him stupid stories about me.
I don't know if... I think like and enjoy is different in this sense. I think he enjoys that I make fun of you, but I wouldn't necessarily... I don't know if he likes anybody.
That's... I guess that's fair. Do... Wait, do people enjoy when you make fun of me? Do you do that often?
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's really easy fodder. So very low-hanging fruit on my part. Yeah. But like, you know, sometimes when you just throw out an insane thing, they're like, yeah, that sounds like Mark.
Well, I finally at least got you tricked into pretty much having to fully acknowledge the nickname Chops, even though you think it's kind of stupid.
I think
but now we're on Chops TV, so you have to kind of go with it.
I know. The way you tried to convince me to like make it a married... branded themed podcast, I was like, no, absolutely not. I'm gonna fly as under the radar as possible.
Chops TV, and then I'm here also. That's kind of how you want it to be.
Yeah, and I'd like to bring other people on from the fan, kind of like how we're doing with Nerd Association. Mm-hmm. Talk about some stuff that they're watching, stuff that I'm watching that you're not watching.
Ooh,
because I watch a lot of stuff without you. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, you're really trying to get into that Sex Life show, and I didn't even know it existed. Apparently, it's already season two.
Bruh, I'm into it. Yeah. I'm going to.
Is it a reality show or is it?
No.
It's a scripted show.
Yeah, for sure.
And but, it's about people's sex life, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's about it's funny. It's about a married couple, mm-hmm. and she wants
and they
to
start a podcast.
She wants to cheat on him so bad. That's the first season.
That's the and whole
now,
first season.
Yeah, and now the second season's happening.
You know what else is weird about that? I mean, it's kind of an offshoot of it, but they're doing a Fatal Attraction series. They're
really?
Remaking that.
Why?
I can't remember
in
who's
a show
in it.
Format or
I believe it's in a show format. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Why do we need to know more about that? Unless it's going to have 15 different scenes of some chick in a metal chair opening her leg every single
that's
episode.
That's not Fatal Attraction. That's not Cruel Intentions either.
They're all the same.
Fatal Attraction's the one with Glenn Close where she like boils the bunny.
Oh, shit.
What's the one you're thinking of where she...
It's with Michael Douglas and Sharon Stone. And Sharon Stone's cooter.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a famous scene.
Oh, Lordy. What is it called?
It's something like Cruel Intentions, but it's Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct.
There you go.
Well, we also don't need that one, so don't remake that one.
Don't remake Basic Instinct either. Okay, so I guess that's a pretty good yeah. preview of it. One other thing I wanted to hit on this podcast for everybody to hear. I saw Cocaine Bear. I did this on my own. I went to the movie theater alone, which is not something I'm practiced in, but I didn't mind it at all. And I've never really been against the idea because you're not even really supposed to talk in movies anyways.
Before you get into that,
okay,
I would love to know people's opinion about going to movies by themselves or just like taking yourself out on a date. I love doing that. I love doing things by myself. It gives me time to like even like taking a book to a restaurant. I love that. So I would love to
sometimes
know.
Sometimes you do that when I go to the restaurant with you.
No.
Definitely the books on your phone have come out before when we're together.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. But I mean like physical book. Anyway, I want to know what people think about that because it is a favorite pastime of mine.
Yeah. And let us know. You can hit us up at our Twitter. Please follow our Twitter. It's @_ChopsTV. A simple one. For you to find, there's a colorful little Chops logo, and then there's a Space Jam header, which was not approved by Jen here, and I don't know how long the Space Jam header is going to last.
Yeah, that's...
For now, it's there.
Twitter currently undergoing edits.
I like the space... I was just sitting there like, what do you think kind of describes me? Michael Jordan and Bill Murray hanging out with Bugs and Lola on the basketball court.
See, I would have picked Hannibal Lecter in a straitjacket.
Oh, like on the little dolly where they're rolling him in and he's got the mask on. That's interesting.
But I will say that.
Did you put little hearts in his eyes too?
I would say that Cocaine Bear is a crazy one for you to like go see by yourself. As much as I love to do that.
Yeah. So it was interesting too, because I was the last row I was the last seat in the top row. It wasn't a very large theater. It was a matinee Sunday for Cocaine Bear, so it wasn't the biggest theater there.
matinee Sunday viewing of Cocaine Bear.
So I wasn't too far from the screen, but I was, I was back row, last seat, which probably when you go alone is probably actually not the seat you should choose. It probably looks pretty suspicious. but I did it anyways, and then there was a seat empty next to me, and then there was a bigger group with these people, and it looked like maybe a dad brought some teenagers, but like the youngest one was like 13. Like
sick.
He just had like a higher voice and he was smaller than everybody else, and I saw them walking out, but I had heard him laughing during the movie, and I was like, I don't know if it was the most appropriate movie for him to go to, but the good thing is it did feel like everybody in the theater was probably half-ish full, maybe only a third, you know, again, Sunday matinee. But everybody showed up with the correct intention that, like, this is just going to be a stupid little romp of a CGI bear going ham on people and doing whatever it wants. And everybody seemed to buy into the concept just fine. And we had a pretty good time. It's actually not that bad.
Not that bad.
I gave it a B in my Chops movie review.
A B for not that bad.
B for bear.
Oh, B for bear.
Guess I could have done C for Cocaine Bear. But I liked it more
missed
than that.
Missed opportunity.
Well, and it's also perfect. It was only 95 minutes. So like that's
CBD. Those are all letters that you could have given it. Even
CBD is marijuana.
I know, but it's
marijuana oil. I don't know.
Marijuana adjacent. I'm just saying it was in the drug theme. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but like I said, 95 minutes. It's perfect to, like, I would say if it comes out on streaming or anything, throw it on with a group of buddies. It's a perfect little movie to sit there and just kind of laugh at. It's not so bad it's good because it knows what it is. They didn't accidentally make this movie and it was absurd, but it's also, you know, it's directed by Elizabeth Banks. It's got Ray Liotta. It's Ray Liotta's final movie. Kerry Russell's in it. So it's got real people in it, and it's got, you know, enough money behind it. I'm sure it wasn't the same budget as Avatar 2, but it's got enough money behind it that it doesn't look like a cheesy sci-fi channel movie. We were talking about on Bishop and Friends, like Bo was asking, oh, does it compare to like Sharknado? And I was like, no, it's not that like stupid and ridiculous, but it is stupid and ridiculous, but in a fun way.
I'm going to preface this question with, this is spoilers. Anything we talk about, it's pretty much going to be spoilery.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, pretty much already there. We'll try to say it whenever necessary, but the idea is if you see in our description or in the title that we're talking about a certain movie, a certain TV show, make sure you've seen it. Or if you don't care about spoilers, then none of this matters at all. But make sure you've seen it, because we're going to go in depth and we're going to do spoilers for pretty much everything we talk about.
So what was the wildest part of the movie? Like what did the bear do that was crazy out of pocket?
Okay, so at one point they're trying to get away from it, and it has sort of passed out. It's sort of like run through its little original cocaine bender, and then it finds more cocaine. And this is how it does. And it like it like falls down on one of the guys, so the guy's like, he's not suffocating, but he's being smothered by this bear. It's a mama bear. It's a female bear. So it's not quite as big as a male one would be, but it's a black bear, and it's on top of him, and they're trying to get him off. And one of the other characters drops one of the packages of cocaine, and the bear goes, and it can like smell it, and then it wakes back up. And it earlier it looked like it was just like kind of nuzzling its nose into the duffel bag that had the cocaine where it found it the first time. It was just kind of getting it in its system. Well, now it knows it likes cocaine. So it picks up that package and doesn't like tear it open, just eats the entire package of cocaine and re-ups its energy levels.
So that was,
I suppose,
that was the craziest thing that the bear did, was eat a bag of cocaine.
No, that was not the craziest thing the bear did, but it really stood out to me in an interesting way that I thought
wasn't
was
the
something.
Question.
Okay. The bear the bear ripped somebody's head off.
There you go.
The bear chased down the escaping paramedics with Margot Martindale, who was the like ranger at the ranger station, and they had her in the stretcher on the ambulance, and the bear chases down the ambulance. It chases down the ambulance and rips apart one of the paramedics. Margot Martindale falls out of on the stretcher and just like slides face first, because she's strapped into it. She can't do anything. Slides face first. That's the end of Margot. in this one. And then because the bear is going so crazy, the girl driving the ambulance hits a tree and flies through the windshield. It is an incredibly violent movie. Shocking in some ways. And if it wasn't, if the concept wasn't so funny and the actors weren't hamming it up and really chewing the scenery, which is good, that's the point of the movie, it would have been pretty horrific. But it's, I mean, it's gory, it's bloody, there are guts, there's limbs that are separated from people. I mentioned there's a decapitation. Margot Martindale tries to shoot the bear, but actually shoots a guy in the head, and you see a big explosion of his head. But it's, it, because of the whole conceit of the movie, it's kind of comic, not comic book, cartoon violence in a way that, like, it doesn't really make your stomach turn, or at least I didn't have that experience, because, like, it's all played mostly for laughs, but the bear is aggressive on this cocaine, and it is, there is a lot of blood and guts.
So does the bear ever get, like, anthropomorphic qualities? Like, does it pick up a gun, or...
No.
Like, does it, like, cock a pistol?
No, it doesn't do anything. The closest it gets to that is Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who played Mitch in Modern Family. He's in it as, like, the Smokey the Bear, like, rep for the forest or something. So he's in the forest, like, making sure that there's no fire hazards or something. And he gets torn apart, and his leg gets torn apart because the bear attacked him because he had fallen into the cocaine and smells like cocaine. So the bear smells him, wants the cocaine, rips him apart, then jumps out of the tree that it climbed to rip apart Jesse Tyler Ferguson. And then there's cocaine on his leg, and it does the line off of the leg, which was like the most, like, tongue in cheek with the cocaine they got the whole time, where, like, he didn't get out a credit card and set it up or anything like that. But he did do, yeah, like, the line with its snout on that leg, the severed leg.
Incredible.
Yeah.
What was my other question? So how did they get the cocaine into the woods for the bear? What was the setup?
So at the beginning, it is a pilot, a drug piloter, flying from Colombia or wherever back to the United States to get it to Ray Liotta's, like, the drug kingpin of it. And then O'Shea Jackson, and then the character playing Ray Liotta's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and the character playing Ray Liotta's son are, like, the underlings who are sent to the forest to go get it. But it gets there because that pilot, the plane is going down, something's malfunctioning with the plane. Pilot, out of his mind on cocaine as well, starts throwing the bags out because they know, apparently there are drop zones for it in these such situations, but people know about it because the pilot in there, he puts on his parachute and he grabs one of the bags of cocaine and he's going to jump out and he just nails his head on the, like, top door part of the plane and just falls to his death and he's dead. So then they find him in, like, a residential area and they're like, well, nobody just jumps out of a plane with a duffel bag full of cocaine and there's not more cocaine. That's what is presumed and is correct. And so it's in, like, the Chattahoochee forest in, like, northern Georgia, and that's where they have to go get it. It's also 1985, 1980 something, and they also cite Wikipedia for their bear facts at the beginning. It says this thing about, like, you should actually fight back against black bears, source Wikipedia.
That's funny.
So that's how the cocaine gets there. And then there's a cop who's investigating the whole thing, and he's going after the cocaine and the drug dealers. The drug dealers are going after the cocaine because it's worth a lot of money. The park ranger is just there, and because she's at the forest, and Carrie Russell is going to find her daughter and her friend who went off into the forest to paint the waterfall. She keeps saying paint the waterfall, and I was like, is that some sort of southern phrase that I don't know what it means? Does that mean going swimming in the water at the bottom of the waterfall? No, it literally means she wanted to go and, like, look at it and paint it. That's what it meant. But, like, and you realize that later because she has paints and that's how she, like, leaves the trail so Carrie Russell, her mother, can find her. But, like, I don't know. The whole time I was like, does that mean something that I don't know? It does not. It means painting a waterfall. Oh, and they fantastic. End up at the waterfall at the end where, guess what? Mama Bear's not alone. Two little cocaine addicted bear cubs.
Damn it. See, I was I was saving that as my last question. Is there a potential for a sequel with cubs addicted to cocaine? Damn it.
The bear is alive, but all three are alive at the end.
They didn't. You're kidding? They didn't shoot the bear?
No. So they jump off the waterfall into the water below, the two underling drug dealers, Kerry Russell and the two kids. And then Ray Liotta, there's one more bag of cocaine. He's trying to get it because he's like, it's worth so much money. I need it. And then the bears kill him. So Ray Liotta dies, which obviously he couldn't be in the sequel. That's the other thing I was, it was a tribute to him at the end of the movie and everything. And while a silly movie, it's not like an embarrassing, like, last outing for Ray Liotta, which is good. I was worried about that when I realized he was in it, and I was like, that's gotta be his last movie. Like, that's ridiculous. But the actors in the movie knew what they were getting into, and they were really hamming it up, playing to the bits of all of it. So it was good. It's a fine movie for it to be his last.
Good.
I like Ray Liotta.
I do like Ray Liotta as well. No one's going to jail, Karen.
Exactly. So that's most of Cocaine Bear. Again, I would recommend it. You probably don't need the theater experience. Like I said, you could probably wait and catch it on streaming, but you don't. I mean, I went and watched it alone, but at least there's a group of people in the movie theater that you feel like you're sharing the experience with.
You and a probable 13-year-old.
I don't think you need to say it like that.
Sorry.
But yeah, it's something. Elizabeth Banks has got a strange directorial list at this point. She did Charlie's Angels.
Pitch Perfect slaps. So good, Pitch Perfect.
She directed Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
All three?
Yeah.
I knew she was in them. I didn't. Okay, so she directed Pitch Perfect, Charlie's Angels, and Cocaine Bear.
That's a lineup.
Can you imagine, watching those three in a row? And I mean, she has a certain comedic sensibility, so you do probably get that a little bit. That would come through, I would think. I haven't seen the Charlie's Angels one, but I have seen Pitch Perfect and obviously Cocaine Bear. So
I just can't believe that we, even though that this is a fictional enterprise, I can't believe we live in a world where the Cocaine Bear and cubs get off scot-free, but Harambe gets shot at the zoo.
Well, they turn on Ray Liotta, kind of ends up being the bad guy. They turn on him at the end and almost say, you know what, bears, sorry, we came into your territory, we're just gonna peace out and jump off the waterfall. But Ray Liotta's still going for that. He gets disemboweled. The bear claws him and his... That's what happens, right? The bear claws him and then he's in pain and he's falling over. And then the cubs come over and start pulling his guts out from his abdomen.
God.
I told you, it's incredibly gory.
I don't regret going to Marshall's instead of Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, you went and got towels, and I saw Cocaine Bear. So.
We needed hand towels.
You didn't buy hand
for
towels.
Easter.
You bought shower towel. Oh, you did buy hand towels and shower towels.
Yeah.
But a lot of towels.
They have bunnies on it, and one has macaroons, and they're different colors for spring.
For spring. But you could have seen Cocaine Bear. It was only $7 for the ticket. It's a great deal.
Great deal. AMC Plus. If you're not an AMC Plus member, what are you doing? Yeah. Even if you only go
sponsor us, AMC.
Even if you only go to two movies a year.
You get to hear Nicole Kidman before
every
movie?
Okay, maybe not two a year. Maybe like two a month.
That's still probably too much. Maybe one a month? 12 a year?
Yeah, I mean, you get points.
I mean, you jump from two a year to 24 a year. That's a big leap. Most people don't.
But even, you know what? It might be worth it because if you're with the family, you get the automatic popcorn upgrade, the large upgrade.
And the large would be enough for like a family of four. It's always way too much popcorn. But we will still do the upgrade.
I stopped doing the upgrade.
It's just too much.
It's
you have the
too
free upgrade.
Much.
And you're like, no, I don't want the larger size.
It's gluttonous. It's a gluttonous amount of popcorn.
And it's the big one is refillable.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least one time. Yeah, you can refill it once. So you can get two servings of it. And it's huge.
Sick. Makes me sick. You should
do
it.
It's like a 2-gallon jug. Like, not jug's not the right word, but you know, those little popcorn, the round ones.
If you like to collect stuff too, you can before you get to the theater, get the collectible popcorn tub, you know, for Avatar is doing it right now. So if you like that kind of stuff.
They do a lot of the cocktails for the like main blockbusters that are out. I wonder if they're any good. They always seem like they're so sugary. They're always like a color that like liquor isn't. None of the things you mix with liquor are like naturally that color except for the really sugary. They're always blue or red or green. A lot going on there.
You should join AMC Plus if you like movies.
So there you go. That's our endorsement.
Also,
unpaid endorsement.
Should we also say what services we don't have streaming? Like, we don't have Paramount Plus, do we?
No, we don't have Paramount Plus, but we sometimes can watch Paramount, like, new things when they're still streaming on the Paramount app itself. We do not have Apple TV Plus.
I really wanted to watch Severance, too. If anyone's watched Severance.
Yeah. We've never seen Ted Lasso. That's kind of the main one we don't
Fuck have. Ted Lasso. Fuck Ted Lasso. They gave a man an award on stage for being fucking a nice guy. Wow. A fucking stretch. Maybe for, you know what?
And Jason Sudeikis is like classically, at least like character-wise, like a jerk. It's like he reinvented his whole image by playing Ted Lasso. Throw a mustache on him and put mean British people around him and anybody looks nice.
Weird, but also,
but again,
like,
we haven't seen the show, so who knows?
Also, the guy who's like now, like, his most critically acclaimed role is Ted Lasso, being this nice fucking stand up dude, was also the guy who served his wife court papers on stage while she was accepting an award or some shit like that. She was at some TED Talk thing or whatever.
Currently, she doesn't have the best track record of being nice either. Though.
You know what? Honestly, fuck all those people, but also fuck that show, Ted Lasso. I bet it's fine.
So, yeah, we don't have Apple TV Plus. We won't be watching Ted Lasso, at least not for the time being. We'll let you know if there's ever a show that comes out that we're interested in. But we pretty much subscribe to just about everything else.
Subscribe.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's going to be what Chops TV is about. I hope you liked the little preview episode of Cocaine Bear. Most of the time we will have seen the movie, both of us, but there will be times that one of us will bring up something and explain it to the other that only one of us has watched. We're going to try to drop episodes every Wednesday morning. So keep an eye out on your podcast feed for new episodes of Chops TV. We hope you'll join us. I think it's going to be a fun time.
I think it's going to be sick. Let's
Super
go.
Sick.
Super sick. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Chops TV is made possible by people who subscribe to podcasts and viewers like you.